Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Today I want to talk to you about something that I've noticed around me and something that I actually was really uncomfortable with in the past too. And I don't know if this is just a thing as women that we've been conditioned in some way, but it's around asking for what we want, or and what happens when we don't, right? So when we don't, there is this level of passive aggressiveness that comes. It's like a bitterness. It's like the aggression that we're not given the permission to express in the world, because rage and anger are so hideous, you know, they're not socially acceptable. So instead we, you know, like a good person, we swallow down our feelings, and then that aggression comes out in passive-aggressive ways. And I have a lot, or I try to have a lot of awareness around when I feel that feeling of like, no, fuck you. You know that feeling. I know you know that feeling. That fuck you feeling. But you would never say that to someone, but you'll certainly energetically, you know, take a dump on them. Because there's something in you that wants to be expressed and isn't, right? And I actually experienced this a little bit this week, where there was something that I wanted to say. Actually, I didn't resort to passive aggressiveness, but I definitely felt that feeling, the fuck you feeling, you know? And then we have a choice, right? We can choose to be in the fuck you feeling, or we can do something with it. So last week, I think it was on Instagram, I posted a picture of like above and below the line, which was a concept that if you've been around here for a long time, you would be familiar with. It's essentially a line, a picture that changed my life. A line, and above it are things like love, below it is fear, above it is hero, below it is victim, you know, etc., etc. Abundance / lack, and so on and so on. And one of them is at effect and at cause, or at cause is above, at effect is below. And when we're in that place of fuck you, we are at effect. And I actually had someone, the reason this popped into my head was I actually had someone on my post question about that, like what is the at cause, at effect thing, right? And I don't ever want to be someone who victim shames, because there are things in life that happen that, you know, we don't need to be pressing upon people that they're responsible for. because there are things in life that are not your fault. Things happen to us that are not our fault. I have had things happen to me that were not my fault. And to victim shame and to constantly be telling people to take radical responsibility for their lives can mean that we fall into this place where they/I start to question what role we played in those things. So where does the at cause, at effect thing come in, right? Well, for me, it comes in the way that we choose to, what we choose to do with it, right? So at effect would mean me just allowing what was going on to me to have like this huge impact and for me to become like a victim of what is going on. At cause means that then I also have the ability not just to say, yeah, I played some role in this, because there are a lot of things in my life that I have played a role in, and there are some that I have played a role in, but not by choice, you know? And if you find yourself disagreeing with that, because, you know, there's also this part of me that's like, yeah, but even those times where I was not there by choice, then we always have choice, right? But that doesn't mean that you can victim blame people who were raped because they had choice. Like, no. No. Or people, you know, we don't shame people who found themselves in really fucked up scenarios. There was no choice in that. The choice really becomes to shut down, right? So the at cause part isn't about the responsibility piece so much as it is about what we choose to do with that. You know, so what I choose to do with that is change my relationship with it. And speak, for me, a big part of it when it comes to, like, not the huge life shit, like, you know, the huge stuff like rape or abuse or you know, being in an accident, those types of things that are huge, and we can then have a lot of resentment and anger. What happens is when we don't express that, you know, we shut it down, and not healthy. So for me, the at cause piece is about what I choose to do with that. And on that day-to-day life stuff, it's like, I choose to speak my truth, right? If I don't understand something, instead of me being angry at the person for not explaining it, which I have done so much in my life, I just express, sorry, I don't understand. You know, because there's no point me getting angry at the person for not understanding. Maybe it's me who hasn't communicated what I needed to understand properly, you know? So taking ownership of that and asking again, sorry, I didn't understand that. What I'm wondering is, blah, 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 blah. Can you shed some more light on it? You know, or for example, I, when a situation comes up and I'm feeling really pissed off about it, it's an opportunity for me to practice speaking my truth. You know, there's no reason that I have to accept things as they are, which sounds in conflict to my usual acceptance piece, right? Sorry, I just tripped over my dog. We don't have to accept the scraps in life. And if someone pisses us off, it's okay for us to say, hey, this was not part of our agreement, or you've really let me down here. It's okay for us to express those, you know, those things rather than hold on to them and make them in, turn them into something. Because what happens is those little wounds that we take on, those little times where we haven't spoken up and we haven't expressed our anger, they fester. They fester, and they fester in our soul, they fester in our bodies, and they fester in our mind. And then as they fester, they become bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden we have all of this anger within us towards someone. All of this, or all of this fear, or all of this doubt. We've taken what was a speck of snow and turned it into an avalanche. When if we had just spoken up in the moment, we could have avoided all of that with a simple, I don't understand, or a simple, that's not good enough for me. Ain't nobody a fucking mind reader. And it's okay for us to say, ask for what we need. Yeah. So, because, you know, because I see this all the time, and I even see it in like a professional sense, right? So you sign up for a program, you sign up for something, and it's not what you expected, and then you just go away and ghost on the person. And that's cool. Like, you don't owe anyone anything. But if you've ghosted because of a need within you that wasn't being met by them, or if they've disappointed you, or you were expecting something different, it's okay to say, right? And this stuff doesn't have to happen. This is something that we can, like a muscle that we can build, right? Like our willingness to speak up. And I'm still practicing this because there are things that I let slide that I don't want to be available for anymore. And so when somebody does something that I feel is out of alignment with me, I will verbalize it. I'm sorry. I'm not even I'm sorry, because I'm not. Enough with the apologies. This happened. I was expecting this. I'm a little disappointed. I just needed to let you know that. And, you know, we can practice this on a minute level. So I was just thinking about when we go to a restaurant and we get a meal and it's not what we expected. And then I sit there and grumpily eat it because it doesn't match the expectations, rather than me saying, oh, sorry, I thought this was blah, 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 or, you know, or this tastes funky. This is too cold. Like, we don't want to be that person a lot of the time. We don't want to be that person that sends back their food. Oh, God forbid you speak your truth. You know, that makes you an asshole. Well, no, what makes you an asshole is swallowing that anger and then firing it out at people. What makes you an asshole is swallowing that anger and then having it express itself passive aggressively. That makes you more of an asshole than if you just said, hey, not cool with this. In the moment, we can be at cause, not at effect, right? At cause means you are now the cause of the change, not at effect of someone else's behavior, but that you can change it by speaking your truth. So, this is an invitation to practice. If you feel like just recognize that fuck you feeling. And instead of swallowing it down or like excusing the person's behavior or whatever you do to make you feel or bypass what's actually going on, which is anger, I want you to just practice. Like, how can you stretch out into, no, that's not good enough. All right, that's it from me today. Oh, actually, I do want to mention July 6th, Byron Bay, the Divine, Miss Callie Brown, and I are running a one-day retreat. Like I said, 6th of July, Byron Bay. It's called Undercurrent, and it's really about diving beneath the surface to see what those through lines are. Because, you know, for me, my life really changed when I really got clear on, I guess, my values, but I would call them more my anchors now. You know, the things that I can come back to. And they help me to express my truth. They help me to see when things are in alignment and when things aren't in alignment. And, you know, with having that anchor means that there's always, you know, like a foundation. And so Cal and I are both funny as fuck. We are great space holders and great coaches. And we want to bring together people to do this kind of deep work, but also make it really fun and light, because it doesn't have to be heady and something that you think about and thinking. This is more about like taking time out from what is like current, you know, the things that are on the surface, the overwhelm, obligation, duty, all the things that are, you know, in the way between you and your truth, and then taking a dive beneath that into your undercurrent. What is always there underneath all this stuff? What are the through lines? And then you can take that and, you know, like apply it to anything. Your business. You don't have to be in business. This is not an entrepreneur event. It's a life event. So if you're just wanting to get more clarity, I was going to say, you know, if you're seeking purpose and meaning, but it's not even really about that. It's just about, it is kind of, but it's more about like just, yeah, leaning back into life and seeing what's there, figuring out what those underpinning values are. Because when we lean back into those, like we would in, you know, in a bed of water, life can take us down the river with a bit more flow. So if you're keen to learn more about that, it's happening on July 6th, Byron Bay. It's $275 for the day. It's a full day, runs from 10 to 4. Meals are included. It's going to be fabulous. There's going to be yoga and some creativity, but not like, you know, in the I'm making pretty shit sense. There will also be some gentle exercise. We'll be walking out in nature, eating amazing food, and just really having a day to, yeah, dive beneath the surface with really good company. All right, that's it. I was going to say what you'll walk away with, but what you will walk away with is a deep sense of knowing, you know, connected back to that anchor. And then you can take that wherever you go. That sense is invaluable, really. So $275, what a fucking bargain. All right, so if you want to learn more about that, just go to bit.ly/humansresourced. Also, on that front, I have a new podcast that should be dropped by the time you hear this. Fingers crossed, it will have been approved by Apple. By then, it is called Humans Resourced, and it is a 10-ep series, Conversations of the Heart with Cal. We went out into nature in the Byron hinterland and recorded this whole thing outdoors, and it was a magical experience and some really great conversations. So if you want to check that out, it's just Humans Resourced in your podcast app of choice. All right, bitches. Until next time. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.